Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helms in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 30th of April 2012, although actually I'm recording it on Sunday early morning, squeezed between the trip to the Harrogate Flower Show yesterday and the torrential rain and the wind, sight to be seen in Yorkshire at its finest, braving everything to go out and buy flowers and garden stuff. It was great. Heading off later this afternoon to Dublin for the FPA conference, two-day conference. Let's have a look at what happened last week. It was a very erratic week, lots of economic data, but some good first quarter earnings, particularly in the US. But also more worries about Europe and into the whole mix where I did central bank announcements from both the US and Japan. Anyway, let's look at the regions. In the US, we had the first quarter GDP announcement, which showed a drop from 3% in 4Q last year to 2.2% first Q this year. At the same time, however, the Fed upgraded its growth forecast for the year as a whole and indicated it may do more to boost the economy, which was good for stocks. It was interesting also to look at the GDP figures, which showed a further structural shift. A big drop in government spending and an increase in consumer spending. So once again, this shift away from big government towards the consumer and the productive parts of the economy again. Company earnings are doing well, generally doing better actually than the economy as a whole. Great reports from 3M, AT&T and Apple, and above expectations earnings from Amazon, Boeing, Starbucks, Expedia, etc. And I think to date around 75% of earnings reports have come in excess of expectations. So underlying corporate strength quite good there in the US. Heading across to Europe, worries about debt and Spain's downgrade hit the markets at the start of the week. And it was really a hard slog for the markets to recover for the rest of the week. Not helped by dismal manufacturing data from Europe. UK data showed a shallow double-dip recession. But I think we'll see that revised upwards. I think it will actually turn out to be a double-dip recession. The French election first-run results also caused investors to run for cover, of course. And in the Netherlands, the budget talks broke down on whether to go for the austerity route or not, and the government resigned. Heading across to Asia, Asia-Pacific, dismal manufacturing data from China showing 6 months' worth of contractions in manufacturing in China. In Japan, both inflation and household spending and retail sales were up, as was industrial production. And for Japan, that's quite good. Some further indication of an end of this horrendous long period of deflation and low growth. On the currencies, commodities, markets, etc. Interesting in what's happening on the currencies at the moment as well. US dollar continues to be weak against all major currencies, but sterling was up against the dollar for the 10th day in succession on Friday, making it its longest winning streak since 1992. And that was on fears of the Eurozone and the sterling beginning to attract safe haven status. And sterling also continues to climb against the euro, and it's strongest now against the euro for nearly 2 years as demand for European assets continues to fall. On the commodities market, oil drifted north but without any real stimulus. So a quick look at the markets last week. Japan down 1%, Far East unchanged, Europe more or less unchanged, US up 2%, oil was up 2%, now at 105 West Texas Intermediate, and gold was up 1% at $1,663. What's the bottom line? Well, the global economy continues to be fragile, and without that we'll see further volatility on the markets. And in the current environment, as I say again, it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. This week, further tranches of important data, especially in Europe, and keep an eye on France and the elections, of course. PFL, busy week last week. I was at the Ethics and Professional Practice Conference on Thursday, which is a fascinating conference. This week I'm off to Dublin Monday and Tuesday for the US Financial Planning Association cross-border conference. Back in the office on Wednesday. That's it for me. Please note nothing is competition regarded as advice. Do speak to your professional advisor before taking any action. PFL is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it for me. Have a very, very good week and speak to you next week.